3:33, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Tuesday afternoon, and I will tell you, one of the most fascinating people who has ever been on this program throughout the years, Peter Navarro, is joining us again today. And, of course, he was unavailable for a period of time. It's absolutely outrageous spending time in a federal prison because, well, I'm going to let him tell the story because I'm just blown away that it happened. Peter, it is so wonderful to have you back out here where you belong. Thanks for being here.
You know, it's nice to have a little bit of freedom for a change. For your listeners, I was put in prison by about 400 Democrats.
Yeah.
They were the Democrats in the House of Representatives. They were the Democrats in the Attorney General's office at the Department of Injustice. And then I had a couple of Democrat-appointed judges. I think, I don't know if you saw my speech at the Republican National Convention.
I did.
But what I said was I went to prison so you wouldn't have to. And my situation is simply a situation that proves that the Democrat Party, as opposed to the Democrat rank and file, the Democrat Party mm-hmm. are putting Trump people and trying to put Trump in prison simply for partisan ends. And so I'm out. My mission now, Jeff, is I've got this new book out. It's called The New MAGA Deal. The subtitle's kind of cool. It's the guide, the Deplorable's Guide to the Trump 2024 Platform, an official guide.
Yep.
It's Don Jr.'s publishing house, and it's you can get it on Amazon, New MAGA Deal, or go to newmagadeal.com. And what's important about the book, and I've left prison behind, I'm focused on the election in November, is that it shows you a couple of things. One is 100 actions in 100 days by President Trump that deal with our economy and inflation, border security, foreign policy, the weaponization of our justice system, law and order, and a lot of these woke issues, such as men participating in women's sports and stuff like that. But the thing that's really, I think, most important to me, lesson I learned after the 2022 election, was that we in MAGA really have to defend ourselves against these ludicrous charges of extremism.
Right.
It frosts me that the Democrats, who are the most extremist that we've had in power in decades, are pointing their finger at us and saying MAGA's not mainstream. We are mainstream, Main Street. We are America. And what I do in the New MAGA Deal book is explain how MAGA is simply three things. It's a strong manufacturing base onshore here in America.
Mm-hmm.
It's a secure border, and it's an end to the endless wars. If you think about how Donald Trump first got elected in 2016, those were the three MAGA principles that differentiated him from the traditional Wall Street Republicans.
That's right.
And so that's my mission. I'm out talking to good folks like you and hoping people will get the book, New MAGA Deal at newmagadeal.com or Amazon, simply not to sell books, but to have a weapon in their hands to help Trump get back behind the resolute desk in the Oval Office and begin making us safe, secure, and prosperous again.
It's exactly what we need to do. Let me remind everybody, Dr. Peter Navarro is joining us, served as an advisor to President Trump for quite a long time. You were the last one, I believe, in the White House at the end of that term. You've been there from the beginning as well. Let's talk about President Trump's next 100 days, right? We've got to get through this. There are many of us who are unbelievably energized about President Trump, but we're also remembering that Donald Trump is not just running against the Democrats' latest selection, Kamala Harris, and whoever's going to be with her, but Donald Trump and J.D. Vance are running against every single member of the legacy news media.
I'm glad you said that. It's not just CNN, MSNBC, the New York Times, and the Washington Post. People need to understand that ABC, CBS, NBC, and PBS are even more dangerous just because they're a little bit more subtle about the whole thing. And I have this new drinking game I propose, which is to say that every time you hear Kamala Harris is a prosecutor and Donald Trump is a convicted felon as a Democrat talking point coming from the mouths of one of these media shills, you take a shot of Gavin Newsom's finest wine. And by election day, I'm sure you will be probably 10 sheets to the wind, as you say.
So, that's a dangerous drinking game, my friend. I mean, I don't mind a good drinking game.
The nation will be drunk, and hopefully the wokes will forget to vote. And, it's going to be tough. I mean, the thing about it is... this overconfidence we got when Biden was the nominee and stuff like that, we shouldn't have even been overconfident then, because it's an election that boils down to five or six states. It's Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, maybe Nevada, maybe North Carolina. We got to hang on to that, not let them flip it. And the election will be decided probably by 500,000 votes across those states. So, we need to hunker down. We need to do everything smart and right and strategic.
Yes.
And that's what I try to think about and do, looking in the future and seeing that what we need to do is we need to fight the election on policy grounds. Okay?
Right.
We beat them on policy grounds. If you look at, what do they got? They're going to do the abortion. That's their thing.
That's right.
Even though... it's a states' rights issue now, and not a federal issue.
That's right.
And they're going to do Orange Man bad. That's it. That's all they got. Do we got? We've got the economy, border security, foreign policy, law and order. The woke issues in the and this weaponization of the justice system. We win on that.
Those are all winning issues. And let me remind everybody, they need to get a copy. It's called The New MAGA Deal, The Unofficial Deplorables Guide to Donald Trump's 2024 Policy Platform. There's a website. We're going to give that again. It's also on Amazon. It is available. Peter, here's the problem that I think people have. Number one, you are absolutely correct. Many of the folks on our side, I have found them to be unbelievably overconfident. And the Democrats may be terrible people in this case, but they're not stupid, and they know how to run, and they also know that any criticism of Kamala Harris will be met with an allegation that you either hate women or you are a racist. It's a tough race.
Yep. Running against a woman is different. I did it myself in 1992. I ran for mayor in the city of San Diego, which was like the seventh largest city in the country at the time.
Yeah.
And I made the mistake of going on the attack at the end of that race, pointing simply out, I mean, it was kind of unbelievable, but the woman I was running against, her husband was a convicted money launderer, right? And I happened to race that. and I lost some Democrat women who thought I was picking on her and who thought that she knew nothing about the damn thing when she knew everything about it. Yeah. But my point is that it's very different running against a woman. What's got to happen, I think we did it well during the convention. We had a lot of women giving testimonials for the president, for J.D. Vance. I think we need more of that out there. And I think, Kamala, it's fair game to go after her on the border, for example. I mean, if you think about the only thing she was ever given of significance in 4 years. One thing. Biden gave her one thing.
That's right.
That's it. It was the border.
And
she went down
Peter,
to the Rio Grande, stuck her nose up in the air, smelled that stench coming over the Rio Grande, turned tail and run. 8 million illegal aliens followed her in to rape, murder, deal drugs, traffic humans, Islamic terrorists, Chinese spies, and a whole flood of black, brown, and blue-collar Americans losing their jobs to illiterate illegal aliens. I mean, we need to make a big deal out of that kind of stuff. But it's got to be done.
You see as well, Peter, I don't mean to cut you off, but you see as well already the news media and the big tech people have gone back. They're rewriting their own stories. They're scrubbing audio and video of Donald, of Joe Biden saying she's in charge of the border. I mean, I personally have never seen this. Yeah.
It's unbelievable. I mean, this corporate media, they ought to be behind bars for interfering with the election. This grossly that they do it. But again, what we have is conservative media. It's growing.
Yep.
I wrote the new MAGA deal to get the message out of here's the Trump platform. Here's what MAGA represents. I think these are the two messages that win us the race.
Right.
And we just, you know, we just got to do what we do. I mean, this latest thing where they're trying to change the Supreme Court and all of that. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, that's just a way of bringing the whole campaign back to abortion. That's all that is.
Okay.
You know, they're smart.
Yep.
They're really bad at governing. They're really stupid at governing, but they're smart at campaigning.
They are.
We've got to give that devil that due, and we got to be smarter. We can't fall into their traps. I mean, I was like aghast when the Fox News anchors were asking Biden to resign and let Harris be president. I mean, that's like stupid. It's like you don't give her that platform.
No.
Come on, you're stupid, you people. So we got to be smarter.
These days of President Trump, because you know you're talking about all these things.
I never
that are...
talk about that.
You
know,
okay.
It's like I just from 2016 on, I never talk about what the president and I may or may not talk about.
Right.
All I can say is he's been very good to me, very supportive of every one of my legal issues. And as you saw, I was on the stage of the RNC, and that doesn't happen without his approval.
Right.
But what we talk about or don't talk about, nobody's business but ours.
Oh, no, I didn't mean it that way.
And I went to prison defending that, by the way.
No, absolutely. No. But what I'm saying is...
You ain't getting nothing out of me.
No, oh, please. I'm not looking for stuff like that. You know that.
I'm messing with you.
I know you are. But, you know, I want to be sure that there are great people like Peter Navarro back in the White House. I want to make sure that President Trump is there, that J.D. Vance becomes the vice president.
All I want to do is make sure we win first. So let's focus on that.
Okay.
NewMAGADeal.com is the book on Amazon as well. But check it out. I mean, it's like... We need, when we talk about this administration and all of this, we need to be really sophisticated about what the policy options are and how we beat them. You talk to people out there. I need everybody listening right now, not just to vote and vote before Election Day. I need everybody out there to be able to go out and be essentially a proselytizer for President Trump, and it needs to roll off your tongue. It's like we beat him on the economy, border security, foreign policy, law and order, weaponization of government, and woke. That's six things we beat him on.
Absolutely.
And MAGA is simply a strong manufacturing base, border security, and an end to endless wars. If you get that, that you can do that in 30 seconds.
Yeah,
and everybody needs to go out and be able to talk about Trump's America. I mean, everybody, look, in Trump's America, you didn't have to choose between food on the table, medicine in the cabinet, and the roof over your head. You just didn't.
Well, Peter, I'll tell you what, you are spot on as per usual. That's not a great surprise to anybody that's ever chatted with you. You are absolutely right. And these are the points that we can win on. These are the points we have to keep sharing. And I'm going to ask a favor of you. Would you be willing to come back over the next 100 days, especially as we're rolling towards Election Day?
Sure, absolutely.
All right. Well, listen.
Absolutely. Tell me, I should know this, but your audience is, where are you located? Are you national or local?
We are the Commonwealth of Virginia. Everybody in Virginia is listening, my friends.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, It's an interesting stay. Is it purple now, or is it
No. We're mixed up, but I would dare say that once the message gets out, I can absolutely see President Trump carrying this state and getting back in the White House where he belongs.
You got the blue bureaucrats across the way, trying to avoid the D.C. tax. Kind of ironic, you know. You got these liberals running to Virginia,
yes,
so they pay less taxes, but then they're ready to raise everybody else's taxes.
Hypocrisy runs wild up there around the Potomac.
You got that. All right, my brother, we'll do it.
Thank you, my friend.
Call. You know who to call to get that done.
We do.
Let's see what happens.
Thank you, sir. That is Dr. Peter Navarro, and I will remind you, newmagadeal.com is the newest book. Newmagadeal.com is where you get it. And when you go there, I'm looking at one of the things that pops up. President Trump has a brand new book coming out on September the 3rd. It's called Save America. I would dare say while you're there, you probably want to pre-order that book as well. So newmagadeal.com, that's the website, and you can go there to buy Peter's book. I think it's important, and you heard what he was talking about. These are the things that I've been trying to share. It is easy to say, well, you know, Kamala Harris is an idiot. I don't think anybody's going to argue with that. But I will tell you that we beat every member of the left when it comes to actual issues. And if you want to win this, we've got to do that. All right. Again, I thank Dr. Peter Navarro. He will be back with us as we head closer and closer and closer to the election. It's Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. A-plus roofing is trustworthy. Well, of course, everybody in business is trustworthy, right? You ever hear anybody say that? Everybody says, hey, you got to look out for this one, or, oh, beware of that company, or this company does it right. When you deal with A-plus roofing, you're going to get recommendation after recommendation after recommendation. Why? Well, because they are honest at every step of the process. They care about your property, which sounds kind of crazy. Well, put a roof on. Yeah, well, think about what has to come off first. All of the shingles have got to come off, right? There's nails, there's staples, and all sorts of stuff. These guys go around afterwards and make sure that they're all taken up, that everything is cleaned up so that you're not stepping on something, or your puppy or your grandson, or your granddaughter. They care. And Billy Kane has instilled that in everybody. Remember, this is the third generation of the Kane family at A-plus Roofing. They do it right. They are trustworthy and honest, and they are the only people, aside from Santa, that I allow on my roof. 804-752-0008. 804-752-0008. Online, aplusroofing.com. That's aplusroofing.com.